Welcome to the Getting Soul Fit podcast. I am your host, Melissa Page, addict, alcoholic turned sober and free, mental health advocate, guest speaker, fitness cover model, trauma-informed life coach, intuitive empath, lover of laughter, donuts, authenticity, and addicted to growth. Each episode, I will host a special guest or topic that will help empower you to conquer any and all obstacles and fears to rise. This show is your one-stop shop for raw truth and unapologetic growth. Welcome back to the show, you guys. I'm excited to be sharing with you today a really quick episode on your gut. So there's so much information out there when it comes to for health and nutrition, right? And it's not just one thing that changes your well-being. It's not, you know, there's no quick pill that you can take that will change the way your body feels, looks, and acts, as well as your brain, despite what social media pushes out, right? And I always say, like, anything that's taken or done in a way that ends in a quick result, a quick fix, so to speak, is not something that's going to be long lasting. So I'll repeat that. This is the thing, and this is something very important to consider and to think about and to remember. Okay, anything that's taken quickly or done quickly, you may get results. You may actually get results that you really, really want. But this is the key. Most likely, I hate to break it to you guys, it will not last. This is why I think it's something like 80% of individuals that try a quick, you know, crash, they call them crash diets, right? They end up crashing. So 80%, I think, it might even be closer to 90%, but last time I checked, it was 80% of the population of individuals that go on a fast, quick diet, they do lose weight, for example. If that's the goal, they lose weight, but 80% of them gain it back within like the first month or so. That is a high, high number, you know? So whenever I'm coaching clients, one, we always want to get to the root of why someone is doing a certain thing or a certain habit. And it's always mental. It's never about the food. It's never about the not working out. There's always something going on that is keeping someone feeling stuck in this cycle that does not benefit them, right? And we call them self-sabotaging cycles. It's always something mental, and it almost always is linked back to some sort of trauma. And it doesn't have to be some huge trauma. You guys, it could be even linked to a trauma that happened back in childhood. Abuse, possibly. Bullying is a big one. That's another huge one. Sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. You know, the way we were raised, what we saw growing up, all that can tie into and carry through what we decide to do, the decisions we make, you know, for ourselves, what we decide to eat, how we decide to move through the world as an adult, okay? One of the biggest areas that's talked about but only focused on nutrition is your gut health, right? And your gut health ties into your mood and your energy level. It ties into, and energetically, it ties into your ability to be able to decipher or discern rather a event or a situation or a decision that's good versus bad for you, right? You ever heard of that gut feeling? This is what we're talking. This is what we're referring to. I think of your gut as like your compass, right? And if you listen to your gut, truly listen to your intuition, it will never steer you wrong. It may tell you things you don't really want to hear, right? Stay away from that person that you happen to like, or go with a business venture that's maybe not quite the right time, or stay out of a situation that you really wanted to do, a party or someplace you really wanted to go, but you have this like intuitive feeling not to go. The problem is many of us, ignore that feeling. And whenever we ignore that feeling, it leads us astray down a very bad lane, you know? So I've done this. So when it comes to your gut health, okay, what am I referring to? So approximately 70% of our body's immune cells are located in our gut, all right? And our specifically our gut tissue, okay? This means, you know, 70% of our immunity lies in our gut. This determines, you know, how healthy we are throughout the year. You know, like it determines the difference between catching something as small as a common cold, but catching, you know, COVID, catching the flu, catching a stomach flu, catching a really bad flu that knocks you on your butt for like weeks at a time where you're really, really sick and you can't do anything. A lot of these cells that keep us healthy are located in our gut tissue, okay? And our gut also is responsible, our gut bacteria, rather, is responsible for breaking down food and taking in nutrients, metabolizing them, right? Breaking them apart to take out the energy and for metabolism in and of itself, right? So we think of metabolism, we think of like, we think of burning fat, like how high is my metabolism to be able to lose weight? But metabolism has to do with your energy balance, right? Energy that you need throughout the day. A lot of us don't think of it like this, right? So how tired are you throughout the day? That can tell you where your metabolism is sitting, honestly, as well as your gut health. Like how exhausted are you throughout the day? Or do you wake up and you have energy to complete everything that you need to complete throughout the day, right? It's also tied into mental health, you guys. There is gut bacteria, microbiota composition that has been linked to mood disorders such as depression and anxiety, okay? I'm always a person that always says that when it comes to health and well-being, there's no one-size-fits-all approach, right? There's not. You know, everyone's brain chemistry is different. Everyone's biology is different. Genetics are different, so forth. However, there are some tips that can help everyone uniformly, right? And when it comes to health and well-being, overall health and well-being, I should say, there's no one approach and there's no one item that's going to benefit your health. Meaning, when you look at your health and your well-being, it's important to look at every single aspect of that health, right? So sleep is important. Nutrition is important. Mood is important. Emotional health is important. Emotional regulation is important. And a lot of this is linked to your gut health. Now, I'm not saying that if you suffer depression and or anxiety or some other disorder, you can fix your gut health and stop taking whatever medication your doctor or your psychiatrist, if you are on medication, has prescribed to you that's working. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that improving your gut health is a good, good, good starting point to improving your overall health. So how do we do that, right? So, okay, your gut health is linked to so many aspects of your life. How do you begin to heal it, heal your gut health? How do you begin to heal your gut health, to start improving metabolism, to start getting more energy, to start sleeping better at night, to start feeling better so that you can go to the gym more, so that you can move your body more. And furthermore, feeling better so that you make good decisions, right? Because energetically, you heal your gut health, your intuition will get stronger. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. So a couple things that we can do that are very simple tweaks in your lifestyle that do improve your gut health, right? So making sure that you are consuming, I don't like to use the word diet, but consuming food that is rich in nutrients. I always say think of colors of the rainbow, whole foods, right? Consuming whole foods. Whenever I coach my clients, I always coach on the 80-20 rule, okay? What the 80-20 rule simply is 80% of your diet, there's that word again, your intake comes from whole foods, right? Fruit, vegetables, meats, if you're vegan, not meat, but protein substitutes, whole foods, you know, healthy fat, avocado, almonds, so forth. 20% fillers, you know, so you think of fillers, your processed foods. I do not believe in restrictions because restrictions can lead to disordered eating. So I do not believe in cutting whole groups of food out, okay? I don't believe in cutting carbs. I don't completely out. I don't believe in any of that stuff. So because I find that that kind of approach usually does lead to long-term failure of your goal, and also it can put you in this place of developing an unhealthy relationship with food and developing disordered eating. At the very least, on the high end, it can lead to eating disorders. I'm not a person that goes on that guideline, you know. So I don't believe in cutting out whole food groups. I do believe in flexible eating. So that means like I do enjoy sugar sometimes, you know. I don't cut out whole groups of food, but everything in moderation. And because of this approach that I have, I've maintained it for over 10 years now, you guys, over 10 years consistently. I haven't had a binge in probably 10 years because of this approach, you know. So 80-20, and then also, you know, consuming a diet, there's that word again, where you make sure you are taking in fiber. This is so important. You know, it's suggested 25 grams of fiber for women. I think it's 30 grams of fiber or more for men. This is important. And track it, you know, track it. It's so important. So whole foods, 80-20, fiber. So important, exercise, and this can look different for everybody. I don't think that, you know, there's a one size fits all approach when it comes to moving your body as well. Make sure you're doing something you enjoy, you guys. I don't like burpees. I can't stand burpees. Therefore, I don't do them. I also don't believe in eating food you don't like just because it's healthy. I'm not the biggest fan of certain vegetables, you know, and vegetables are really good for you, as you know, but I don't eat the vegetables I don't enjoy. You know, life is not meant to be torturous to reach a goal. That's not healthy either, you know. So do movement, right, that you can stick to. And if you haven't worked out in a very long time, or it's maybe you've never worked out, maybe you're starting on your journey, just start small, you know. Do like 3 days a week, do a 20-minute walk outside if it's nice, or go to the gym and walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes. Consistency over perfection, always, you guys. Always, always, always. So make sure you're exercising. Sleep, quality. This is so important. So when it comes to sleep, a lot of us are not sleeping enough and are not sleeping well, you know? So aim for 8 hours of sleep. And there's a few things you can do that help improve your sleep, okay? I always try to turn off all electronics about an hour before the time I want to fall asleep, because electronics like your phone and the television can actually keep you awake longer, right? I also try to do a very short guided meditation right before bed to kind of, you know, calm my mind and get me ready to fall asleep. And that does help. In addition, I do take this magnesium supplement. It's called Natural Calm. I put it in the show notes, and it does help. It's aimed for regulating cortisol, which is released when you're under stress, right? Which this can also tie into gut health. And in addition, it helps calm your mind for sleep. And I can tell you, since doing these three things, cutting off, you know, turning off electronics, and trying to do a guided meditation before bed to calm my mind, to release whatever I'm thinking about throughout the day. And in addition, taking the Natural Calm supplement, the magnesium supplement, that you can actually get at any GNC, most vitamin stores, vitamin shops, and online. I have been sleeping consistently for the most part. I have my nights, right? But I used to suffer insomnia really bad for years. So these things have definitely helped. So yeah, making sure that, you know, you are sleeping enough and sleeping really well. And, you know, another very important thing to consider, stress management. So regulating your emotions. I will also link this in the show notes, but I also have my clients doing breath work. Breath work is really, really good for regulating your emotions. Because sometimes what ends up happening is we go down this this rumination path where you have an event that triggers you, that reminds you of a past event, right? And you start thinking about the original event, and then you are caught in a rumination cycle. But what's happening is when you're in this cycle of ruminating, your fight or flight system is taking off. Your body is like alert, danger zone, right? You are causing your alert system to fire off and increase your stress levels to a level that's, it's bad for your overall, it's really bad for your overall health. So I'm definitely somebody who practices breath work, and I have my coaches, I have my clients practice it as well. Concentrated breathing can help calm your nervous system. It can also help wake you up. It depends on what kind you do. But again, I'll link what I use in the show notes. And then also practicing some cognitive behavioral therapy, right? So for example, say I'm triggered, right? And something happened. Someone said something to me that reminded me of something that was said to me in my childhood that was very painful. But say like a bully, right? Someone from my childhood that bullied me very badly. Before reacting and lashing out at this person who has maybe unintentionally triggered me, they didn't know, right? I stop and I pause. Pausing is so important for emotional regulation. And I think, really think, what is the source, right? Was this person intentionally trying to trigger me? If they were, have a conversation, but make sure that you pause first and you're coming from a calm place so that you're regulating your fight or flight system and you're regulating your emotions. And this is actually breaking a cycle. So every time you pause, reflect, reassess, and then address, you are changing your neurotransmitters in your brain, right? You're changing, you're essentially rewiring your brain for a different truth. And what ends up happening is that thing that triggered you, that person that triggered you, next time, if something happens, you're not triggered because you're breaking a cycle. So it's really important. So I'll repeat, these are the very important things that you need to balance your gut health. Lifestyle factors such as eating whole foods, going on an 80-20 guideline, taking in fiber, making sure you exercise consistently, moving your body, sleep quality, and last but definitely not least, as stress management. And I will be linking all those little, you know, breath work and the natural calm in the show notes. And as always, if you guys have any questions on anything, please let me know. If you really enjoyed this episode, please share with a friend. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead. Give it up to the warriors standing for a change. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out the show notes for today's details on the show, and be sure to share with a friend and subscribe. I really love hearing feedback from you, so please leave a review and let me know what resonated in the comments. Just a reminder, you matter, you are amazing, and you are a warrior.